I'm a fiction writer. This doesn't mean that what I'm writing here will be fiction, though inevitably much of it will be. We don't remember facts except by accident or act of will. I can recite the capital cities of most European countries, but I don't pretend that helps me to live. What we remember are feelings, smells, touch, inconsistencies, ambiguities, the texture of experience, not the substance. I remember the day as a schoolgirl listening to the British Prime Minister laying out his reasons for the seizing of the Suez Canal, defending, as I believed at the time, the values of decency and democracy, because it pulled into its orbit 100 other less memorable days. Playing war games with my brother in the family orchard, watching the parades on Anzac Day, stirred by the music and the uniforms and the sudden flash of medals. Envying my classmate, chosen, because her father had been killed in the war, to lay a wreath at the school memorial gates. Sitting in a hushed cinema watching Reach for the Sky, fantasizing that my father, my real father, was an RAF pilot killed, well, of course, how else to explain his absence, in a fierce dogfight over the English Channel. Connections, textures, patterns. Memories shaped by facts but not defined by them. The waking dreams that make us who we are, forged in what Andrew O'Hagan described as the unstable border between fiction and non-fiction. Imagination's true home. I write fiction and I'm told it's autobiography. I write autobiography and I'm told it's fiction, Philip Roth famously complained in his novel Deception. Recently, someone close to me accused me of basing a character in one of my novels on him. Of course it's not you, I protested. He may have some of your characteristics, but he also has the characteristics of... And I named two other people known to us both. But that only made things worse. Explaining what goes on in the process of changing the lived life into fiction is beyond the skill of even the greatest writers. Roth's exasperated response to the criticisms levelled at him, O'Hagan's definition of the porous relationship between fact and fiction, merely highlight the problem. I should, I realise now, have answered my critic with the words I once heard Doris Lessing use in response to a similar accusation. I'm at a dinner party in North London in the early 70s. Lessing, while not yet elevated to the stratosphere of the Nobel laureates, is already famous as the author of the seminal Golden Notebook. One of the guests, a near neighbour of hers, accuses her jokingly of using not just his life, but his cat in her latest fiction. Lessing gives him a withering look, she was good at those, and says in the curt tones of an ill-tempered schoolmistress, "Nonsense! I'm a fiction writer. Everything I write is fiction." And everything is autobiographical, as has also been said.